giving yourself some time now to settle into a position that feels most supportive and comfortable for you as we do this 30-minute body scan practice. This might be lying down, sitting or standing, and feeling free to use anything that might help you to be more comfortable or warm. That might be cushions or a blanket or something else. And as you settle into the position, seeing if you can let go of any holding, just allowing the body to release into contact with the ground or the seat if you're sitting. Allowing the eyes to close if that feels okay, or softening the gaze if the eyes are open. And knowing that you can open the eyes at any point in the practice if you want a break or feel any sleepiness in particular creeping in. Also, if you feel like moving your body at any point during this practice, maybe taking a bit of a break, then that's absolutely fine too. Seeing if it's possible to make that movement a choice, a real part of the practice. And also remembering that as you move the flashlight of attention through the body, noticing when the mind wanders, which it almost certainly will do at some point. Noticing where it's wandered to, and gently guiding attention back to where we're focusing attention in the body. And knowing that this noticing and guiding is also a really important part of the practice. So we're not trying to achieve any particular state or relax, quieten the mind or any kind of sense of calm even, just bringing friendly attention to sensations in the body from moment to moment. So beginning now by getting a sense of the full length of the body, a sense of the space that the body is taking up. Noticing which parts of the body are in contact with the ground or the seat if you're sitting. Maybe the backs of the legs, the back, the heels, or the head. Just noticing the sensations that come with that contact. And noticing also the sensations of breathing in the body. So not needing to breathe in any particular way, allowing the breath to just come and go. But noticing what sensations come with that breathing. Maybe a sense of rising and falling in the belly or the chest area. Expanding, releasing. Maybe sensations in the nostrils. Or even in the back or shoulders. If it's helpful, you might also want to place a hand where that sensation of breathing is being felt most clearly right now. Maybe a hand on the chest or the stomach. And while we do this body scan, it can be useful to think of attention being moved around the body as a little bit like a torchlight, a flashlight, if you like. So as we move attention around to different parts of the body, allowing it to really zoom in on smaller details or zooming out to include larger areas of the body. And of course, if this idea of a torchlight of attention isn't so helpful for you, then feeling free to let that go. Simply moving attention around as we scan through the body. So beginning now with this torchlight or flashlight of attention, dropping down all the way through the left leg and into the toes of the left foot. maybe zooming in here, noticing any sensations in the toes of the left foot, maybe tingling, coolness or warmth, maybe contact with clothing, socks or shoes. Really exploring with gentle interest any sensations here. And no need to create sensations or actively search for them. We're simply noticing whatever is here at the moment. That might include no particular sensations. And when you're ready now, expanding that attention, that flashlight of attention, if you like, to include other parts of the foot, the sole, the heel, the arch, the top of the foot, maybe sensations inside the foot, or on the surface. And the skin. Just bringing friendly interest to whatever is here. Exploring, investigating. And now, when you're ready, just letting go of that sense of the foot as a whole and moving attention up into the ankle. Not thinking about the ankle, but really sensing it, experiencing it. Maybe sensations inside the joint of the ankle. Or the skin surrounding the ankle. And then when you're ready, moving attention again. Up into the lower leg. So this area between the ankle and the knee. Noticing what's here. Sensations at the front, the back, the sides of the lower leg. Noticing any contact points, maybe with clothing or the floor. And if you notice the mind wandering at any point, knowing that's perfectly normal. So if you notice this happening, just acknowledging where it's gone, and then gently but firmly guiding it back to these sensations in the lower leg, as best you can. And now letting go of the sense the lower leg and moving attention now into the left knee, the front of the kneecap, the back of the knee, and the sides of the knee. Maybe even inside the knee joint itself. Part of the body that serves us very well. Really paying some attention to the knee. And also noticing if there are any pleasant or even unpleasant or neutral sensations there. And again, not needing things to be any particular way, just noticing what's here. And then when you're ready, letting go of the knee and moving on up into the left thigh. The large muscle, the bone, the weight of the thigh. Noticing any contact points again between the thigh and the floor or the seat, or with clothing. And then when you're ready, letting go of this sense of the thigh and moving your torchlight of attention across the body now, through the right leg, all the way through to the toes on the right foot. And once again, opening up to sensations here. Not thinking about the toes, but experiencing sensations here. Tingling, pulsing, pressure, warmth, coolness. And now moving attention from the toes up into the foot as a whole. Top of the foot, the underside of the foot, the sole of the foot. The arch, the ball of the foot, the heel. What sensations are here? And now letting go of the sensations in the foot and moving up to the ankle joint. Noticing perhaps if there are some stronger sensations or areas of the ankle where there's very little sensation at all. Maybe none. And knowing that this is also an experience, and noticing if that's the case. Ah, no sensation here. Maybe very faint sensation here. And now again, letting go of the ankle and moving up to the lower leg. The calf muscle. The bone, the shin bone at the front of the leg. Skin stretched around the lower leg. Moving on up again now to the knee, so letting go of the lower leg and sensing into the knee. Front, back, sides. Inside the knee joint itself. Again, noticing if there are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral sensations. Not needing to change things, but also knowing there are skillful choices to be made if you'd like to move or feel it's right for you to shift a little at this point. And now moving up from the knee into the right thigh. Sensing the weight of the upper leg. Any and all sensations here. And then when you're ready, letting go of the thigh and allowing attention to move up now into the pelvis. And bringing attention now to the pelvis and the hips. Really experiencing what's here. Noticing any sensations on the surface or even within the pelvis itself. Noticing any movements. Maybe echoes of the breath showing up in the pelvis. Tuning into any sensations here. And if at any point resting attention in a particular area of the body is not the right thing for you to be doing, just remembering that you can choose to take attention anywhere in the body that feels steadying or supportive especially sensations of contact with the ground or a seat, and also choosing to open the eyes at any point as well. So returning to this sense of the pelvis and the hips, and letting go of that now and shifting attention up into the lower back. Noticing any pleasant or unpleasant or neutral sensations here. Maybe there's some tension or some discomfort. Seeing how it is to bring friendly awareness to whatever is here. Noticing any points of contact between the lower back and the seat or the floor. Maybe clearer or stronger contact as you breathe in. Sense also of the back being supported by the floor. And then also maybe a sense of letting go as you breathe out. And if at any point you notice the mind has wandered, just very gently and kindly guiding it back to these sensations in the lower back. And then letting go of sensations in the lower back and allowing attention to shift into the abdomen. Noticing any patterns of sensation here, especially that might come with the sense of breathing arising in the belly on the in-breath and a falling away on the out-breath. Sensations inside the abdomen. Or on the outside, on the exterior. And these may be pleasant or unpleasant or somewhere in between. So bringing gentle interest to whatever is here. And at any time during the practice, a range of emotions might be present. Maybe you've noticed boredom, irritation, relaxation, or even a sense of peacefulness. And at times these might pull at your attention. But if this happens, there's no need to try to stop this or chase away the unpleasant feelings. Or even hold on to the pleasant ones. Just as best you can, explore bringing a gentle, a friendly attention to the feelings. Just letting them come and letting them go as you continue with the practice. Letting go of the sense of the abdomen. And allowing attention to move up into the chest now. Feeling the movements of the chest as you breathe. The rising and falling or expanding and releasing that comes with the in-breath and the out-breath. Maybe even noticing a sense of the heart beating. And letting go of the sensations in the chest and now moving around to the upper back. Noticing any sensations in the shoulder blades. In particular, maybe there's some tightness or holding here. So just noticing if that's the case. not needing to change anything. And any sensations in the shoulders more broadly. And then when you're ready, just allowing that sense of shoulders to fade into the background and dropping attention now down through both arms to the hands. Tuning into any sensations here. Maybe some coolness or areas of warmth, tingling, pulsing, bringing attention to the details and the richness of whatever is here. The fingers, the palms, the backs of the hands. Wherever sensations are most clear. Maybe noticing also how they change from moment to moment. Really giving the hands some attention. And then when you're ready, moving on up to the wrists. And to the lower arms. Noticing if the mind has wandered. Gently guiding it back to sensations here. And if you're noticing sleepiness is here, knowing that you also have a choice to open the eyes at any point if you choose. And extending now up with this flashlight of attention to the elbows, the upper arms, and back to the shoulders. And then when you're ready, letting go of this sense of the shoulders and moving attention up into the neck. Inside the neck, the sense of the muscles and bones supporting the neck. Maybe noticing any contact the neck has with the air around it. Or a sense of the breath moving through the throat. Again, bringing gentle interest to whatever is here. And now letting go of sensations in the neck and moving on up to the face and the head. So beginning with the jaw and the chin. Noticing any tension perhaps in this part of the body. Not needing it to be any particular way. Allowing it to be just as it is. And now moving attention on up to the cheeks, tuning into sensations here. And to the lips, the upper lip and the lower lip. And inside the mouth, the sense of the tongue resting in the mouth. The teeth, the gums, the roof of the mouth, and then allowing attention to move from the mouth and on up to the nose, the surface of the nose. the nostrils. Inside the nose, maybe noticing here the sensations of air moving through the nostrils. And maybe even touching the back of the throat. A sense of coolness on the in-breath and maybe slightly warmer air on the out-breath. And then when you're ready, letting go of the sense of the nose and moving attention on up now into the temples, so the areas at the side of the head, near the eyes. And the eyelids. And the eyebrows. And the eyes themselves resting in their sockets. And moving on up now to the forehead. And noticing any signs of tightness or holding in this area. And again, not needing it to be any particular way, just allowing it to be as it is. And moving attention now to the ears. Inside and the outside. What sensations are here? Perhaps receiving the sounds. And then the back of the head. Noticing contact here, a sense of the weight of the head being supported by the floor. And the top of the head. Maybe a sense of the scalp. And even air moving across the scalp and the skin in this part of the body. So, having scanned through the whole body now, just allowing attention to flood through. So if you like, zooming out with attention so that it's holding the whole of the body now in awareness, right from the top of the head all the way down through the arms and the torso and the legs and the feet. Opening up to sensations from any and all parts of the body. Aware of the body as a whole. Aware of sensations coming and going. This landscape of sensations, just as they are. And as we bring this body scan practice to a close, giving yourself a few moments to re-engage the muscles and beginning to bring a bit of movement into the body. And if possible, perhaps setting an intention to bring this sense of connection with the body and with sensations, this sense of present moment awareness, into the next moments of your day.